Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. In a case that pits the First Amendment against anti-discrimination laws, the United States Supreme Court is set to hear arguments today on the Boy Scouts' ban on homosexuals. I imagine they've heard the arguments if the good justices get home at any decent hour for dinner. Perhaps we can find out through your good services, Mike, what exactly the disposition of this case was today. Although, you know what? If they just heard arguments, they probably haven't ruled. This probably takes days, doesn't it? Weeks. Here I am sending my producer off to find the information on this thing. They just started the Hell, I saw the People versus Larry Flynn. I know how it works. So nearly 10 years after being expelled from the Boy Scouts because of his sexual orientation, 29-year-old James Dale and his attorneys are asking the Supreme Court to uphold the New Jersey Supreme Court's ruling that the Boy Scouts' ban on homosexuals is illegal under the state's anti-discrimination law. Scouts' ban on and the New Jersey High Court overturned an intermediate appellate court ruling that the Boy Scouts is a private organization and has the constitutional right to decide its members and leaders. The Boy Scouts had argued its membership policies are protected under the First Amendment. Attorneys argued the Boy Scouts had a right as a private group to decide the standards for its members. What we wanted to do on our show, I mean, this has been going on now for years. Anybody who's, you know, at least conscious for the last 10 years knows that this thing has been kicking around for years. And it seems the Boy Scouts are in the middle of problems, whether it has to do with sexual orientation or religious belief. There was the Boy Scout, belief in God, the oath to God that one takes that was under some attack. What we wanted to do is get a young person on the phone. So we have talked to a variety of student leaders around Southern California. We went to Chatsworth High. We have a junior class, member of the junior class from Chatsworth High on the line with us. His name is R.C. Collins, and he joins us from Chatsworth this afternoon on the Phil Henry Show. And, R.C., if you're on a cordless, are you there?
Yeah, Phil, I'm right here. Great show, as always. Enjoy your programming.
Thank you. If you're on a cordless phone...
I'll try to move closer to the base unit. I'm happy that you asked me on your program this afternoon, Mr. Henry, because I do feel that the gay issue is important for young people today.
Are you a student officer or anything?
No, sir. I'm not involved in any school politics or anything like that. I am a member of the math club. I have interests in music, and I hope to eventually go into film editing or production at some point in my life.
Okay, so this Supreme Court hearing on the Boy Scout ban on gays in the Boy Scouts, what do you think?
Well, I think it's important to have a young people's perspective on the gays in the Boy Scouts issue. First of all, I am a former Scout. And
oh, you are?
Yes, sir, I am. I was in the Scouts. I left the Scouts in junior high school because I became ill. I have a kidney disease, so I'm on dialysis 3 times a week. And
man, that's very rough. I'm sorry to hear that.
Thank you. But I'm getting through it. And the good thing is that I did get sick. I gave up the Scouts, but I was thinking about getting back in. But the whole gay situation has me troubled to a degree. And
okay, tell us specifically as a young person, now you're a little old for the Scouts, right?
No, I can go back into the Scouts.
Well, what is Eagle Scouts?
Well, Eagle Scouts, you got to go through Boy Scouts to be of the Eagle Scout. So I do have the opportunity to go to Eagle Scout if I went, but that's the highest level of the Boy Scouts.
Okay, so what do you find, tell us about what you're finding troubling.
Well, I'm one of the youth of America, and while it is well and good having adults arguing over issues that affect me, I have to live with other people's mistakes, and I say that with respect to you, Mr. Henry, but, you know, there's an old saying, you don't crap where you eat. And when you're messing around with the young people of America, you're messing around with the young people who will be taking over the world someday. And I think you got to give them an even shake.
All right. Well, when you don't crap where you eat, I don't know how that applies, but you're saying that as a young person, you feel somehow excluded from the process. And I have to tell you...
Absolutely.
I have to tell you that I would agree with you to a degree, but you are young, and there are laws, and there is constitutional law. You know what I'm saying? And
well, I just don't believe that gay Boy Scouts... I don't believe that there should be gay Boy Scouts on account of I may turn gay if that's true about being turned gay. If that,
in other words, if there was a gay scout leader, you could be influenced?
I believe so. Yes, sir, I do. Yes, sir, I do.
Even though we've had hour after hour, day after day, week after week of contravening information and education, that there is not any link, there is no turning people gay.
Well, I don't think, you know, that could ruin a lot of things if it's true you could be turned gay. And I think that people need to look at that. Because
what's going to ruin it? I mean, if you want to be gay, you're going to be gay. And
well, for starters, I really feel that, you know, it's a funny thing, and I'm a kid, but I really had a fantasy for a long time that maybe someday I'd have sex with Britney Spears. And I realize it's probably impossible, but if I was turned gay, then I'd never not have it.
You wouldn't have sex with Britney Spears if you were gay?
No.
All right, but you wouldn't want to have sex with her.
That's correct. And I mean, I realize that that's not a very good example. Gay Boy Scouts simply means the opening of the door of opportunity to gayness in the Boy Scouts. And I'm one of the young people, and you can't expose me to the gay ability or anything else, or we could be traumatized on account of that.
All right, we're talking with R.C. Collins, who is a junior at Chatsworth High School. I take it you are against the idea of gay Boy Scouts.
If all kids turn gay, Phil, if I can put it into terms that you'd understand, if they're successful in turning kids gay, there won't be no sex that makes kids, and there won't be no kids left. That's something we got to look at of the future of the country.
All right, R.C. Collins with us. Our number is 1-800-449-8686 as we talk to him. 1-800-449-8686. So you are against gays in the Boy Scouts?
Yes, sir.
Okay, I'll give you some arguments, and this is particularly how I feel concerning that. There is absolutely no evidence whatsoever that gay men are any more predatory or any less, perhaps even there is evidence that they are less predatory as sexual creatures than heterosexual men, that the so-called child molestation that people fear would be more likely coming from a heterosexual than a homosexual.
I think a lot of that is well thought out, and that's the one thing that, you know, that I will say, but I don't think they think about it, that there'd be no people left if there's only the gay people having sex. And the other thing that needs to be said, Mr. Henry, you know, you have Cub Scouts and you have Boy Scouts. There is one level in between, and they are called the Weeblos. Okay, so... You know...
I don't understand.
Well, come on. I mean, in other words, what I'm saying is there's already the idea planted in people's heads with the...
The Weeblos is... Were you ever a scout, Craig? Do you know... What are the Weeblos?
They are a level between Cub Scout and Boy Scout. And it doesn't mean anything sexual.
Well, I'm going to say it doesn't mean anything sexual. I mean, so what is the fear?
The fear is if you get the gay people in the Boy Scouts, and you say to them, okay, now you're a wee blow, okay? So you're encouraging them to be, like, blowing stuff, and...
All right, hold the line here for a minute. The wee blows, as I understand it, Craig, tell me a little bit about it, okay? They are what? They're just a level between Cub Scout and Boy Scout. What is a wee blow? It's an animal. What is a Weeblo? It's a small animal.
I understand that, sir. I used to be a Cub Scout.
Why the sexualization of this?
Because if you got gay people...
So you're saying if you get gay scouts in and they become weeblos, they'll take that to mean something else.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That's what I fear more than, maybe even more than anything else. Now let's move on to the name Boy Scout. The name itself signifies a predatory aspect in the minds of some people. Scouting boys. Boy Scout. I'm not saying that that's what they do, but that may be sending a message to the wrong people of America. And, you know, I mean, if you want to start calling them the Butt Scouts of America, that's your business. But I love the Boy Scouts. And
well, I think a lot of people love the Boy Scouts. I used to be a Cub Scout. My engineer, Craig Taylor, is a former Boy Scout, and he's looking pretty pissed off right now. I don't think he appreciates.
Well, I like the Boy Scouts, too. But I don't want it to be the Butt Scouts, and I think I'm making a very good point. And
all right, hold the line if you wouldn't mind, Mr. Collins. R.C. Collins?
Yes, sir.
Okay. R.C. Collins, who I take it the kid's a listener to the show, is on the line with us from Chatsworth. He's a junior at Chatsworth High. He is against gay scout leaders. And we wanted to get a youth perspective on this because when we talk about kids, oftentimes we exclude their point of view. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. A weeblo is a what? Are you really pissed off? You look angry. It's a small animal. All right, 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show. This is the Phil Hendry Show, talking to a junior from Chatsworth High, R.C. Collins, about gays in the Boy Scouts. One of the things you said that I thought was a little bit weird, if you don't mind, R.C., is the fact that there is a rank between Cub Scout and Boy Scout called Weeblo, and you say that's going to give gay members ideas?
Well, I mean, think about it. If you think about it, and
I get it about the weeblo, but are you saying that, oh, well, they're going to say, well, how about that, man? Weeblo, I guess that means I get to.
In my opinion, Mr. Hendry, it's just one more area where, you know, I mean, it's not like they're asking you to get your merit badge in bone smoking, but they are pushing.
Okay, you need to watch the euphemisms you use, if you wouldn't mind.
Yes, sir, I'm sorry, but I'm just saying it seems to me they're pushing a certain agenda.
The Boy Scouts are.
No, but in the mind of the gay guy, they would be.
All right, here is Long Beach on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hey there.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm listening to this fella. I mean, he sounds like a bright young man, really. I'm impressed that he's a junior and he's so passionate about any subject.
Well, a lot of stuff, I think, is passed over kids today, and they don't get the opportunity to be talking about it.
Well, I'll tell you, I think that the America's scouting organizations are fantastic, okay? There are a lot of kids that can get some pretty good benefits from
participating
in the scouting.
But do you think they ought to be giving out a bone smoke merit badge?
I beg your pardon?
Okay, just never mind.
I beg your pardon?
He's asking, do you think they'll let gays in?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Wrong.
Absolutely.
Wrong.
And here's why I say that.
I really vehemently disagree.
All right, let the lady.
I understand that.
Can
I talk?
Go ahead.
Talk?
Go ahead, ma'am.
All right. Now, just because a leader might have a different sexual orientation than you does not necessarily mean that he's going to, A, attack his cubs, or, B, teach them about sex. The main thing is that you need to find
a solid
person who wants to, A, donate his time to volunteer.
Don't you think that being a weeblo will encourage young kids to bone smoke? Or don't you think...
Okay, we can't keep using these euphemisms, all right, because they're crude, and I think they're offensive to the audience.
I think that's something that you've made up in your mind.
No, ma'am,
okay?
But you failed
you've
to...
You've made it up in your mind. If that's the way you think, don't assume that the rest of America thinks that way, okay?
I'm not assuming, but you said just because a guy's gay doesn't necessarily mean. But it also means inherent in that statement is he may.
Well, guess what? Are you a scout leader?
No, but I was in the Boy Scouts through junior high school.
Okay. And do you have any idea what your scout leader's sexual orientation was? Do you?
Well, I mean, first of all,
do you feel like you got a good scouting experience? Did you get a good scouting experience through that?
Yeah, I did, on account of the fact that they don't let gay in. They don't let the gay in.
Well, you had no
idea.
Back
when you didn't know. Yeah, you had
no... You didn't know if your scout leader was gay or not. And did he teach you how to sew? Did he teach you how to make cookies? No, you guys were camping and doing guy things. And I think that... And I'm a woman, and I was a girl.
Well, the first thing that a guy, what Mr. Henry called the predatory gay guy, ain't going to make me make no cookies. It's going to be straight to bone smoking, man. No stopping.
Okay, I think that...
All right.
You've got some kind of idea.
Yeah, you do, man.
What you're thinking, because you can't listen to the man.
Right.
To stop using your disgusting.
But I will tell you this. He did not teach us to cook. He did cook good though, but I don't think that necessarily means a man is gay, on account of he cooked good.
Yeah.
You know.
I cook good. And
I honestly think that if a kid gets
the shoe fits.
If the kid has an excellent scouting experience, that's what's important.
Right.
And there are a lot of men who aren't going to volunteer their time to do scouts.
Right. And don't think I didn't hear that if the shoe fits cracked to either kid. Okay?
Mr. Ender, I'm trying to make a joke out of something that is very serious to a lot of young people. And that is the whole issue of a gay guy turning me gay.
Do you think that someone else has the ability to make you gay?
That's what a lot of adults say.
I don't agree with that.
There you go.
Let me tell you something. I'm a woman, and if I had a female scout leader who was gay when I was, a lot younger, I don't think I would have any idea.
Were you ever a weeblo?
What about you? Were you?
Yeah. And I'll tell you something. Now that I think about it, I'm embarrassed about it.
Why? Just because they're called weeblo. Okay, big deal. It's an animal.
Well... the whole thing freaks me out.
Well,
ridiculous.
Like you're a little edgy.
Yeah.
You're a little edgy about this, and I don't really know why. Maybe you're homophobic.
All of a sudden I'm like every other adult you know. I'm a kid. I want to be a kid. I don't want no adult, forcing me into pole smoking.
Okay, man. Now you're going to have to stop
it,
okay?
The more I listen to
They should change the Girl Scouts to Weeblos so I could get some...
All right, kid.
The more I realize that you're not a junior in high school.
Ma'am, I am a junior in high school.
Okay.
And I have
degenerative kidney disease. I don't think that juniors in high school
are going to be talking crude like that.
Absolutely.
I got to move on. Thank
you're
you, ma'am.
Right.
I got to move on to another call. I appreciate your call. Ogden on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes.
Hi.
Would you hold on for a second, ma'am? I have to ask the caller not to use these euphemisms that are crude.
I'm sorry, Mr. Henry. I didn't know. I mean, I'm speaking the language of the way I talk with my friends.
Okay. We're on a national radio show that I would appreciate you cleaning up the language, okay? You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Go ahead, ma'am.
Hi. I'm the mother of a 15-year-old boy who, quite frankly, does not use that kind of language. We have gay friends.
Well, not in front of you.
He has a lot of gay friends. I have gay people in my family.
What?
And he is not gay by any means.
Wait a second. How do you know his friends are gay?
Because they've told me.
Are they allowed to be gay out in the open at the school place?
I don't know at the school. No one comes to my house, boy or girl, and makes
out on
the couch.
Without you first knowing their orientation? I mean, did they come out and ask you? I mean, tell you?
Yes. It was in conversation.
I find it unusual. That's all. I just find it unusual.
Were these boys, ma'am, the kids who told you they're gay, are they in the Scouts, do you know?
They have been, yes.
Oh,
they're older
man.
Than that
so
now.
So now we don't even know.
And one of them is an Eagle Scout, so that means he went through the whole program. And
that's disgusting. Absolutely.
Well,
you know what? These are friends of this lady's son. They sound like they're probably decent guys. Why should they be punished?
I don't know. The whole thing gives me the creeps.
Well, my main concern is that
Let me ask you, ma'am.
Ma'am,
I know you've held on long enough. Hold just a couple more seconds. We'll be right back with you, okay? Phil Henry, 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. R.C. Collins, a junior at Chatsworth High School. We're talking about the gays and the Boy Scouts. Supreme Court's ruling on it. You are adamantly against it.
Yes, I am, Mr. Henry. I do not believe that we are ready as a society, nor do I believe other kids what are like me, and still in the Chatsworth, well, I mean still in high school, that we're ready to have a guy who, you know, pole sits, basically.
Okay, I got it, and I don't want those.
Well, what did I do?
I don't want the, what do you mean pole sits?
You know, like at the, I mean, the only thing I'm saying is...
I don't want that kind of language on my show, if at all possible. Do you understand?
Yes, sir.
Okay, and I'm older than you, man, so I know, all right?
Yes, sir.
Here's Ogden on the Phil Henry Show. Go ahead.
Hi.
Yes, ma'am.
R.C., it's hard for anybody to take you seriously when you are yelling about something you only know one side about. You don't have a lot of information, so it's hard for us to take you seriously.
Well, ma'am,
even
with all due respect,
though you are passionate.
With all due respect, I don't want to have no more information about the gay situation.
Well, that makes so much sense, then.
Jeez.
You don't want any more information.
Well, what do you want me to do, go out and do research?
Well, yeah. Do you know anybody who is gay?
No. Let me think for a second. Not.
Okay.
God, what an insulting question.
You do know somebody who is gay.
Do I know anybody what's gay?
I'm sure that some of your friends or family members are gay and maybe not have said to you that they are gay, probably because of your attitude.
Survey says no. Survey says no.
Wait a minute. Did you hear what she said?
That they'd be too afraid to tell me.
Right, and that with your attitude, which is virulently homophobic...
I'm not saying people should be killed or hurt. I'm not saying that.
No, I know that, but, you know, sometimes the most benign kind of homophobia is the worst kind, okay? And, you know, you call them the Butt Scouts of America, and the Weeblos are going to give people ideas, and...
All right, what if you called them the Love Scouts? What about the Love Scouts of America? What about that, ma'am? What about that?
I call them the Boy Scouts of America because that's what they are. They do service. They learn things.
And what happens to me?
I'd like to have a Boy Scout there, gay or not.
And what happens to me the day I wake up and I've turned gay and you're not around to explain it to me? Then what?
I know for a fact that you will not wake up and turn gay. It's not a possibility.
One morning I wake up. I'm looking forward to the rest of my life, and suddenly all I got is bone smoking on my mind.
You know what?
You know, there you go again.
Britney Spears,
exactly.
You're not all of a sudden going to want to have sex with NSYNC. It just doesn't work that way.
It's just that I've wanted to, and the other thing about gay sex, you don't make kids that way. Right?
Yes.
I want to have kids.
Then don't have sex with a guy.
Duh, lady! But if I'm in the Scouts, they're going to make me have it.
I will not make you have sex with a guy. My husband is a Scout.
Don't make me have
leader.
Sex with you either, okay? Because I'm...
Okay, he's just a smart-ass kid.
Well,
you want to be
yeah.
a smart-ass, you know, you can go smart-ass someplace.
I'm simply saying that I want to be taken seriously, and until such time, the young people of this country will be on the bubble, the bone smoke bubble, and we won't know which way we can turn. Pole sitting... You know, all of that. It's going to be bad, and it's getting worse.
West Palm Beach on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello?
Yes, ma'am. Hi.
Hi. I'm sitting here laughing at this kid.
Well, how old are you?
Excuse me?
How old are you?
I'm 16. I go to school.
What school do you go to?
I'm not allowed to say that on the air because I wouldn't want to say anything about my school, but... I go to a school, and I know for a fact that at least half the kids that go there are gay. Half of my friends are gay.
You know for a fact.
They have told me that. They have told me that I have witnessed them being gay together.
You know why guys say that they're gay to a chick? Because they don't want her to be threatened, and then when they get close to you, then they start trying to cop feelings.
No. I've seen my guy friends be with other guys, okay? They are not, they are gay.
That doesn't mean anything. Oh, you've seen them have actual sex?
I've seen them.
God damn.
Go pretty far.
Oh, God damn. That's so disgustoid.
Then don't watch it.
What
they haven't turned me gay.
For?
Half of my women friends are lesbians, and I am not gay. I feel perfectly comfortable around them.
Yeah, but you know what? You hang out with them because you have a curiosity in that area. You want to walk on the wild side. You're just biding your time.
All right.
You're biding
maybe,
your time.
Maybe I am. But you don't know anything about gay people. You don't know one gay person.
I don't have to know Adolf Hitler to know that guy's gas bill was run up pretty high. Okay?
You know nothing about gay people.
I don't
stupidity
have to know.
Stupidity comes from no knowledge. If you learn something about them,
I don't
you
have
can't
to
just turn. Listen to me. You can't just turn someone gay.
I'm one of the young people of America, and I'm trying to help my generation. What are you doing? You're turning your back on it.
And my half of my generation is gay, and I think they should be allowed in the Boy Scouts. And if you don't want to be in the Boy Scouts with a boy, don't go into it.
You a weeblo?
Excuse me?
Are you a weeblo?
I'm a girl. No. I was in the Girl Scouts for 8 years.
Do they have weeblos and Girl Scouts?
No, they don't have weeblos and Girl Scouts.
I got thrown out of the Cub Scouts. I ate a brownie.
Okay, kid, one more crack, I'm hanging up.
I'm sorry.
One more crack, and I'm hanging up. You understand?
Yes, sir.
I don't care what it is, how funny you think you are. One more crack, I'm hanging up.
Yes, sir.
Yes, ma'am. Go ahead.
I'm just worried. I'm worried if I sleep in the same tent as a Boy Scout and bone smoker, I
what
might wake
up. What do you think
you're
gonna do? Roll over and start feeling you up or something? If they know you're not gay, they're not gonna. Okay.
I just don't want to wake up, you know, a weeblo and scouting boys.
What is the difference between having a male sleeping with you and a female sleeping with you if the male is homosexual?
Oh, gee, let me think.
You think that if
God,
a girl...
what are you talking about, man? The difference between having a girl sleeping with me and a guy? Well, for starters, 9 months later, R.C. Jr.
Oh, yeah,
okay.
And about that, having sex isn't just about
okay
having children.
Okay, the biggest difference between sleeping with a girl and a guy are the boobs. They're generally larger on a girl person.
That's not what I was saying.
What
I'm
a
saying,
moron.
What is the
I'm
difference?
A moron. I'm
Why
a moron.
Should you feel more threatened by a gay man than you would by a woman? Neither of them are going to do anything to you unless you want them to.
Because I don't want to walk funny. And a lot of people...
Kid, don't be stupid, all right? You started out with a really good point. You're saying that you're a young person and you don't want to have to have adults making decisions for you. Stick with that. Quit with your jokes. Forget about standing around the locker with your friends and making fun of that funny teacher who walks funny, okay?
How'd you know we had one of those?
Because every high school guy makes fun of at least one teacher and thinks he's gay or some other crap like that. Ma'am, thank you for your call.
Thank you.
I appreciate it. 1-800-449-8686. Irvine on the Phil Henry Show. Hello? Hello? Is that kid still there? I know he's rather young. Look, I'll put him on hold. No, that wasn't Irvine. Who's on line 3, Mike? Find out. Hello? Is that kid there?
Phil?
Yeah, how you doing, pal?
Oh,
where are you calling from, man?
Pomona.
You're in Pomona. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Go ahead. What's your name?
Joshua.
Okay, Joshua, this is RC.
How you doing, Joshua? You sound like you're younger than me.
Yeah, I am younger. I'm 11. And
I'm 16.
You said you're 13.
No, I did not. I said I'm 16. I said when I was 13, I was in the Scouts.
And, well, first of all, weeblos doesn't mean we blows whatever. It means we be loyal Scouts.
Oh, now we got Ebonics in the middle of it, too. We be loyal Scouts.
Yeah.
Get out of here.
I'm graduating today to become a Boy Scout, so I think I know what it means.
Congratulations, pal. That's great work.
Yeah, well, why don't they have good grammar on account of they say we be loyal Scouts? How come they not do that?
Well, you know, the only one with a bad grammar here is you, man. RC, you're talking like an idiot. How come they not do that? What, did I just wash ashore with Columbus here? I'm talking to one of the Arawaks? Talk English. So we be loyal Scouts is what that stands for, buddy?
Yeah. And my dad, he's a scout leader, and...
He's not gay or nothing?
No, he's married to my mom.
Wow.
How do you think I got here if he's gay?
That's true. You're sure it's okay, then?
Yes.
I didn't know about that we be loyal Scouts deal. Well, what about cooking and stuff? They don't make you do too much of that, do they?
Oh, yeah, you can. When you go on your campouts, you could
well, don't you
cook
think
your meals.
Don't you think that'll turn you gay if you gotta cook?
Oh,
no.
Boy.
Do you cook?
Well, no. I'm just a kid. I only cook when I go on my...
Don't start. Don't start cooking, kid.
I've already cooked in the past.
Next thing you know...
All right.
You pick up a pen, gay.
All right. You did a very good... So congratulations to you, Joshua, graduating today.
Yeah.
You know what you need to do? Make the bitch do the cooking.
Okay, that's it.
And Phil.
Yes, sir.
I listen to your show, like, every day, and I have the Phil Henry CD for 98, and it's really funny.
Thanks, buddy. I appreciate that very much.
Yeah.
Congratulations again.
Bye.
All right, man. Bye-bye. Well, there goes the guys and the scouts. Make the bitch do it. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show. Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Now, what is that music from again?
Pee-wee's Big Adventure.
Ain't even a movie that I liked. You like that music? Okay, it's good. You can keep that music. Sometimes we lay some bumper music in there, as you know, that I complain about, but that's okay. I thought it was like a Simpsons lift or something, isn't it? Or maybe the Simpsons lifted that.
Danny Elfman wrote both.
Hey, Danny, they both sound the same, man. You better get back to the drawing board with that stuff. Okay, 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show here. By the way, today I was calling around, as I have been the last 3 days, I'm calling the program directors of all the different stations that are on our, that carry the Phil Henry Show on our network. I'm very proud to call it that. And we've got some tremendous people and tremendous radio stations. We're in Philadelphia and Chicago and Los Angeles and Atlanta. And I don't want to let the cat out of the bag, but we've got another top 20 market coming on board soon, and we have Miami and Tampa. Miami's terrific. Tampa's a great market. And sometimes I'll call them. Yeah, I can't let it out of the bag, but we're coming on in a market. Oh, I don't want... Well, it's Santana. Okay, San Antonio, we're on there. So I call it Santa Ana. You're right. We're on in Santa. What a great market. And we're on KYMS in Santa Ana. All right. As if, because KFI doesn't quite get down that far. But I'm talking to the PDs. These are all program directors. Very nice guys. And astute gentlemen, all, and women. And I'll call them up excited because I'm, you know, national talent that they're carrying. Hi, Bob, Phil Henry. Yeah. You know, like this couple of guys I call, I go, hi, this is Bob Jones. Hi, Bob, Phil Henry in Los Angeles.
Uh-huh.
The cats couldn't be less interested, you know? It's at least what it sounds like. Hi, Bob, Phil Henry, and I'm here, and...
Yeah, whatever. For Christ. Jesus.
Almost as if something happened when they left home and I don't know anything about. Is there a drinking problem? Is there a suicide? Hey, Teddy, love being on in your market. Phil Henry here. How you doing?
Oh, Christ. You.
Well, you thought it was so? I see, yeah.
Stripogram.
So that's good because it's healthy. What happens is sometimes people will affect that. Not always, but... They'll pretend like they don't give a crap you're calling. They say, hi, Bob, it's Phil Henry. Hi, how you doing? Great. I was just talking about you to my sales staff. Well, thank you. So there's always that little stutter that kind of hangs it up. You know, like, for instance, my sister, when I was staying with her years ago, we were just, you know, kids, and she had an apartment down at the beach, and I had come out from Florida, and I was visiting the family, so I stayed at my sister's house. And some guy called, like her boyfriend or some dude that she was dating, and here's this man answering the phone at her house. So imagine if you're calling we all saw Bugsy where he kicks the crap out of Annette Bening's kid brother thinking it was her, you know, her paramour or something. So this guy calls up and go, hello. Hi, is Joanne there? But there was a quick little, because he didn't know another guy would answer the ring. Hello. Yes, can I speak with Joanne? Same thing, you know. There's just that real quick, hi, Ed, Phil Henry calling from Premier Radio in Los Angeles. How are you? Just a recognition of what I don't know. But they're very nice guys. I'm very happy to talk to them, and maybe we'll get a free trip out of it. I don't know. San Antonio may fly us down there. I'm kidding. I'm not, you know, they're going to be out here because of the Spurs and Lakers? You mean the Lakers got by the Kings? I can't believe it. And who else? If and when? Well, we'll find out. Then I talked to guys in Miami. They're having all kinds of fun down there with Elia. So just everybody's very nice. And let me tell you something. When you add this show, you're rolling the dice. You're rolling the dice. There's no doubt about it. I have nothing but the greatest admiration for any GM or PD that would put this show on their station. As a matter of fact, I think most of you are nuts. You got to be putting me on. Putting us on? When Dr. Joy Brown's available? And these guys put us on the air, and they support us, and I think it's wonderful. But you know what? In the long run, you'll be glad you did, baby. I have nothing but the highest level of confidence. In the long run, you'll be glad you did. But in the short run, it's going to be living hell on earth. Like I talked to this very, very nice gentleman in New Haven. We're on WELI. And he kind of indicated that it had been living hell on earth, you know. It was, you know, but they're swinging with it very fine, and you know, they're making some promo. They're getting a lot of complaint calls from all kinds of people. They're getting basically complaint calls. They're calling themselves and complaining. This one PD is calling himself up and leaving messages. I can't believe you did it, you ass! You put this on? God will not permit this to happen! So my wife is out. She's up at the beach with the kids. And because she hates television, we don't watch any at our house. Well, the kids are allowed to watch TV, but I rarely get to. Because my life is Maria's, and Maria's is my, you know, we're together all the time. So, because she hates TV, I'm never watching it. Well, now that they're up at the beach for a couple of days, and I'm going to join her Friday night, and I'm trying to get up the guts to take Friday off. You think I ought to? Probably too late, isn't it? You know, I had Craig in the office today. I should have asked for Friday off. Ah, to hell with it. I'm going to join, but since they've been gone, I've been watching nothing but television. So, in other words, you go from not being able to take a drink, you know, like, say, for weeks. Let's say you're an Iranian hostage. And you're in a dry country, and you're a hostage for a year. Remember when those cats came back from Tehran? I'll never forget. One of them, he was a Marine. He was a hostage for a year. First thing he said was, God damn, how about a cold beer? I mean, oh, man. Somebody handed him, like, a bottle of Heineken or something. Oh, it was gone in a second. So it was the same thing with me. I sat down. I watched endless reams of television last night, and it was all crap. I mean, well, it's not crap, but I watched Silkwood. That's an old movie. It was on HBO or something. And then I was dialing around Harry and Son, some crummy old Paul Newman, and just anything, man. What's on Tuesday night? Oh, and you know what I watched on Monday night? That Three Stooges biopic. Anybody even know that was on? You don't even know that? Did you see it, Mike? They had a movie about the Three Stooges, a biography. You wanted to, but what happened? You got some toe jam going and you decided to pick that out of your big toe? Well, let me tell you, just a few more minutes and we can break. It was, well, I don't want to be unkind. No, it was, this is Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. The Three Stooges, words do not describe...